Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
A bit of Gift Grub coming up for you right now. They are calling it one of the greatest shocks in Champions Cup rugby history. Leinster beaten at home. This is all in the same sentence. Leinster beaten at home by Northampton Saints. So where do Leinster go from here? That is the question. RTE commentator and rugby legend Donal Lenehan is on the line for us on Gift. Donal.
Good morning, Ian.
Nobody saw this coming, Donal.
Well, Ian, the dust is still settling on this, and what has to be said is another catastrophe for Leinster rugby. There is a veritable pile-on going on at the moment, Ian. Fellas saying Leinster need a new sponsor and that it should be Donnybrook Bottle Bank. Other fellas calling for a new coach, that Leo Cullen has to go. And to be fair to Leo, his demeanour in interviews is suspect, Ian. Right. He always looks crestfallen. Now, he has to do something about that, because during interviews, Leo Cullen has the look of a man who's just realised he's gone past a Garda speed trap 5 kilometres an hour above the limit.
But Leo's been very successful, Donal. I mean, you know, are you saying a new coach? I mean, who are you talking about?
Other people are saying it. Well, Ian, they might need to go to what they call the nuclear option. Bite the bullet and give Ronan O'Gara a bell.
Oh.
Now, well, that might lead to mutually assured destruction for Leinster and Munster. But at the moment, what do you do? I mean, Leinster are turning into the Mayo of Champions Cup rugby. They're cursed, Ian. And people say Mayo for Sam. Well, maybe that's where Sam Prendergast needs to go, Mayo, because he had an absolute shocker on Saturday. And I say shocker with full rugby, furry coat and hip flask intent.
Thank you, Donal. Leinster and Ireland legend Brian O'Driscoll was watching on Saturday. Brian,
what should
Leinster do now?
Yeah, Donal mentioned Sam Prendergast, Ian, and I think Sam needs to bulk up. I think that's fair enough, and develop muscle, particularly the chunky fibres in the biceps and triceps and quadriceps and pectoral regions. We've actually started a GoFundMe page with Leinster supporters for Sam to raise money so that he can get vouchers to visit Five Guys on a more regular basis. There's also an excellent Eddie Rockets in Moorhampton Road.
Oh, I love the Eddie Rockets, yeah.
Yeah, just a couple of doors down from Terroir's wine shop, which can help significantly with bulking. As I've discovered from bitter experience. I'm also an angel investor, sorry, I would just put this in as well, in a new range of protein power shakes called Bulge.
Bulge.
I sent some in to you earlier, Ian, and so you should try them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Brian, for that. Very generous of you. Brilliant.
Thanks.
Speaking of Ronan O'Gara, we have Rog on the line from La Rochelle. Hello, just checking. Hi, Rog. How are you doing?
How's it going, Ian?
Did you watch it on Saturday?
Yeah, I have to say. I was absolutely devastated for Leinster.
Yeah.
To have it so cruelly taken away at the last moment there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Right. Sorry, what's that in the back? Is it noise? No, it's music, is it? In the background, Rog.
Yeah, we're just having a rewatch party of the game here, Ian. While FaceTiming a few of the Leinster lads, we're just trying to get through to Gary Ringrose there. He's not picking up at the moment. This is the best bit of the game, Ian. Leinster just been given a penalty there with 2 minutes to go. You won't believe what they've done. They've turned down the penalty to go into the corner. You've got to love the arrogance, Ian. You really have got to love the arrogance. Good luck.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.